You're listening to Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Max Inc. Radio. Jimmy K., Rocker, and Terry Barr hanging out with you. Also here, Brady from You Got the Message. Here's their brand new one right now called Big Dipper. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio, we are local music. Dave, the song is called Big Dipper. That is You Got the Message? You got the message, man?
You got the
He's
message.
Playing again.
I'm playing around.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
Happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Jim K here with Terry Barr and Rocker. And Rocker, you're gonna introduce the whole You Got the Message to us.
You Got the Message. It's a band formed by Brady Katarkis and Bennett Harper. The award-winning band has been blowing up in Wisconsin and elsewhere, playing gigs and festivals in Madison, Milwaukee, Chicago, and more. Here to give us the message so that we can never say we didn't get the message is singer, songwriter Brady Katarkis. Brady, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey.
Look what you walked into, Brady.
I know. We're so sorry. We're so glad you're here, though. My goodness.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about You Got the Message. And I'm going to ask you this seriously, since these other goofheads that I work with, you know, tell us for real about your group.
We started playing gigs when we were freshmen in high school. We were just like friends from middle school. And we just loved playing music together, and me and Bennett, the keyboardist, we thought it would be amazing to like just start like making music and putting out our own stuff and working together and kind of building things up from the bottom, and that's what we did. So,
Oh yeah, you did. How does it feel right now to know where you were then and thought, oh, we could do this, but now, I mean, you won Rockonson, which is a huge statewide competition, and you're playing all over the place.
Yeah.
It's a dream.
It feels really good, actually. Especially just like the making music part feels really good, because seeing my old projects and then seeing where I came up from, it's really like inspiring to me. It's like, you know, like I love making music, and I've been writing music since like 8th to 7th grade. Wow. And like just being able to see where I've actually made progress is such a big thing to me, and because progress is all that I ever look for. Mm-hmm. In my work, so it's like really cool to see. Yeah.
Well, Rocker will be able to say, we knew him when.
when he was a snare drummer.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Brady, you got the message. Crazy name, right?
Yeah.
Kind of actually very common, but crazy. Did you know it was going to mess with people?
Oh, no. We didn't really know it was going to mess with people. We made it because we were deciding band names, and then my friend was like, he sent a band name, and I was like, yeah, that's pretty good. He was like, Yeah. And then we were talking about it, and then he was like, he was going to reiterate himself, but then he was like, no, wait, you got the message. And I was like, oh.
It's more of a statement. It's not a question.
Right. You know, well, that's kind of funny, Jimmy, because on the Atwood Fest poster, the first one that came by, it said, you got the message? And I was like, wait a second, Wait a second, where did that come from? And I had to go, like, search out, do a little research. And I was like, no, it's not a question.
That's pretty funny, though, as a question.
Like, yeah, like, we had to double check, and we had to do a whole nother round of posters. But, hey, that's it.
You got the message now, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, last year, you got the message, won the Rock Onsen Statewide Garage Band Competition. You played Summerfest, and now you're playing Atwood Fest here in Madison on July 31st. How excited are you to play a big festival in your hometown?
I'm really excited to play a big festival in my hometown. I have not got a chance to like play something like that big. Like it was like Willie Street or Atwood Fest, and those two are like really cool to actually play at. So.
You had to choose between the two?
No, I didn't choose between the two. But
no, don't say that.
How could you?
No,
oh dear.
But to get to play in one of them is just really cool for me. Yeah. So.
What was it? What was the Rockonson experience like for you and the bandmates?
It was pretty quick. We kind of got on stage, performed a little, and then left. And we kind of were like, "Whoa!" After I think when we were done. But then they came back, and the judges were just super nice and gave us really good feedback and just kind of talked to us. So that was really nice too.
Was there anything that you learned and you're applying to the band now?
Probably we didn't have as much energy, I think, before.
But
that gig kind of really sparked something in us, I think. So we kind of gave that energy a bit of a try. I've always been like trying my best with stage presence and like energy and keeping it up for people. But a lot of people in my band, we didn't really have that kind of like interconnectedness that you see some bands have. And then I think we really kind of put that out there for Rockonson, and we were like, whoa, that really works.
Well, you could feel it in this song we just played. I mean, we're all in here bopping our heads and like, woo!
Who are you getting inspiration from, or who are you taking advice from locally, or maybe a national star you look up to as far as your stage presence?
I actually would watch a lot of 21 Pilots videos when I was a kid, and a lot of that is definitely came into me as a performer. So, yeah.
Well, I got to ask you this too. You know, you weren't always a singer or a guitarist, I guess. You started with snare drum in Black Star Drumline. I know Rocker mentioned snare earlier. And of course, I've met you because of Joey B. Banks. And he is a terrific teacher and just a mentor and a friend. Do you think playing that kind of a role in a drum line helps you kind of approach what you're doing now, that idea of what you want to do with your music and a rock band?
Yeah, I think just being able to get on stage as a little kid and kind of just play for people is kind of like a really good thing to have had happen to me as a kid, because now I feel like a lot of my nerves go away just from being able to know that, oh, I am 7 years old and there are like 200 people in the crowd right now.
Yeah, or more.
Yeah.
I saw you play at a Bucks game. And there were 80,000 people there.
The Bucks game. Yeah. So like Things like that have just really like pushed my nerves all the way down, so I don't like feel them as much anymore. But I just like having that experience and performer's experience is just like really, really nice to have, just being so young and exposed to it.
And people go bananas about drum lines, too. Yeah. Oh, that's just so much fun.
Now, who's the drummer of your current band? Oh. It's a guy from the drum line, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Griffin Johnson.
Griffin!
Yeah. Griffin Johnson. Ah, that kid can play the drums. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I love that
was
kid.
Was he tutored by Joey B. Banks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
He was.
He's going to be a rock star, just like Joey.
Oh, we all, believe me, Brady, Griffin, we all know the drum rudiment to 21 Pilots, man.
Oh, you guys.
Brady from You Got the Message is with us here. Terry Barr and Rocker. Mm-hmm. I'm Jimmy Kay. Dude, I got to tell you, man. So you're kind of in, we were just talking earlier about Rock Onsen. And, you know, so Gabe Berdoulis.
Yep.
Quick and Painless. Mm-hmm. The cuz.
Yeah, cuz.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And now You Got the Message. That's some pretty good company right there.
Yeah. I really love like all those guys. Like Ben was in the drum line. I know like Ryan and Everett from Quick and Painless.
So great.
Yeah, I just being with them, you know. And like I've known Gabe since like I was, I don't know, like first, like 7 years old again.
Yeah,
like,
I was gonna say, because you guys are still both babies in the music industry, but you're all doing so great.
Yeah.
And I think it makes us so proud to be able to put like a list like Jimmy K just did of people that have done Rock Onsen, have taken something away from it, and we can see all of you still playing together and just going for it. It's so cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gabe played in my basement on Max Inc. Radio when he was like 13 or 14 years old.
His parents were showing up.
His dad was in the studio.
Yeah, he probably had to be.
There was a weird smell in the room,
especially at your house,
too.
Yeah.
Now, Brady, when you came on, we noticed our numbers go up by like 13 or 14 because I know you have a huge family with like, are the whole Katarkai clan listening tonight?
I don't know. I have no clue about the Katarkai clan at this very moment. We just got done with dinner. It might be bedtime.
Oh, boy.
Not sure.
Everybody is kind of young here.
Well, they can listen on a podcast.
8:15 on a Saturday night. It's time for bed.
How do we find the message online? I'm just calling you the message for sure, okay?
We're at @YouGotTheMessage_official on Instagram. I'm pretty sure we're just You Got the Message on Facebook. Those are kind of our little hubs. But we are on all streaming platforms. You Got the Message. Just recorded an EP.
Ooh.
Put that out.
Ooh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So listen to that. It's really good. I put a lot of work into that. So
awesome.
And then come and see them at Atwood Fest on July 31st. And I think I'll be introducing them, won't I?
Yes, you will, Terry. That's over on the Sugar Maple stage. You know, that's a brand new stage for Atwood Fest, so it's pretty cool.
And it looks like they are set to play at 1:30. Does that sound right?
Yeah,
okay.
1:30.
I will see you there, and I hope we see everybody else there, too.
We should get somebody to introduce Terry Barr to introduce You Got the Message.
There is somebody, Jimmy.
Oh, good.
You're going to be there.
All right.
Oh, dear.
I guess we're going to play a song here. Brady, thank you so much for coming in. Once again, You Got the Message. Playing Atwood Fest Sunday, July 31st on the Sugar Maple stage at 1:30. You don't want to miss it. I'm going to be there. I'm going to get over there and check these folks out.
Mm-hmm.
This song is called Karate Kid. You Got the Message on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hard to handle. Your mom treats you We'll be right back.
Let's Rock, That's Roll. It's Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people. Mickey Magnum there. I had to play some Mickey because he did a Facebook Live today. He was just chilling, chatting, talking about life. He's a cool guy, you know, Mickey Magnum. Find him on Facebook. I'm Jimmy K here with Terry Barr and Rocker, Max Inc. Radio. 6 hours of local independent music every week. Coming up next week, where's that my notes at here, Terry? Yeah, here they are. Dana Perry is going to be the live in the Devil's Lair next week.
Oh, Dana Perry. Fun.
I wonder if she's bringing the Jonas with her.
Oh, my. Double the fun.
Do you have any news about that, Rocker?
I do not.
Let me turn your microphone on.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy. No, I have no news. I know that she's going to be working at that, you know, because the cafe there over on East Washington.
Cargo Coffee.
Yep, Cargo Coffee. That was it. Next to the Dark Horse. They have live music there till 9, so she's cutting out of there. She runs that over there. Yeah. So she's going to be running over here.
We're lucky to have her, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then the week after that, Jimmy.
Sexy Esther.
Sexy Esther is going to be here.
That is going to be so
in the Devil's Lair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cancel my Saturday, and I'm going to be here all day. I'm going to wear my sexiest shirt that I have.
Oh, well, I'm already looking forward to that, let alone Sexy Esther. Come on.
He's going to be out in the parking lot with the hatch down.
Yeah. Coming up tonight, Steel Cat and Hurricane. They're live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pie. Rocker, you have Max Inc. Heavy. Radney Kastner from RK Metal Promotions is going to join you. Looking forward to that, Max Inc. Heavy, after 10 o'clock. Right now, though, it's time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr.
Oh, thank you. Okay. You know, I guess with the holiday, everything just sort of went a little quieter, so I don't have a lot of gossip music-wise. But there is big music news, and you heard it here when we talked with Pam Barrett and Mike, her husband. Pam, of course, in the wonderful rock and roll band Bing Bong out of Madison. And here's the even bigger news. If you did not hear this earlier, you can hear it during any of the replays. We talked with Pam about Pam and Mike purchasing the Harmony Bar in Madison.
Amazing.
I feel like all is going to be at least a little better in the world, just knowing the Harmony will live on, there will be more music to be played there, and that's all a good thing. So there you go. That's probably the biggest news in the last day. Girls Rock Camp Madison version, that begins again. Session 2 is Monday. You mentioned Dana Perry. Dana is also a week-long instructor at almost every Girls Rock Camp, and I can tell you just from a personal experience, she taught me how to play guitar in a day and a half. So I can only imagine what she can do when she gets to work with these young girls for an entire week. Now, I don't know if you know this, but they get put in a band, you know, and younger girls can just kind of work out, you know, who wants to play what, figure it out. They write a song, and by that Saturday afternoon, they will have a showcase. And if you want to check it out, see some of the future talent in and around the Madison area. My goddaughter is coming down from Green Bay. She has taken part in this for years, but it's such a fun time. And that's happening at High Noon in Madison on Saturday afternoon. Sam Neff's album release, I know we've been talking a little bit about this. It's coming up on July 23rd at the Majestic in Madison. We've been trying to get him in here. And that guy has quite the schedule to keep up with.
He's busy.
So I am going to do an interview with him this next week, and then we'll air it on Saturday. But if you have any questions, anything you've wanted me to ask him, or you would want me to ask him, I guess, or something you'd like to know about him, bring it on.
Can he get any more awesome?
I will ask him that. And you know Sam, he'll go, he'll be all like shy about it. He's so sweet. Yeah.
I want to know, is he Aquaman?
Oh, my gosh. All right, I'm going to write both those down and include those because, you know, I really should. Okay.
I like Rocker's question a little bit better, actually.
I'll just add yours at the end, just to end on one of those really kind and sweet notes.
Use it if you, it's an emergency question.
Okay, there you go. That works. Finally, the Mannish Boys. And, you know, these are the guys, some of them, that are running the Red Rooster in Madison. They're actually going to play a show. I know they've been so busy, they haven't had time for a lot of shows. This Thursday, 5:30 at the Eastside Club in Madison. And looking forward to that. Hopefully it's a nice night out. And these guys, you know, they bring it. Manish Boys, so good.
Yeah, they're awesome.
All right,
sure.
So that's all I have for this
and
time.
And you know, the great thing is that's another Madison music, live music venue that's been taken over by local musicians.
That's right. It is.
That's right. Red Rooster. Absolutely.
You know, one other bar that kind of looks like it might be changing hands, Woody and Ann's on Winnebago. I saw the story today.
Really?
One of the owners of the Ohio Tavern and a couple of business partners intend to purchase the tavern and continue operating it as a tavern. This is from a story on the Sassy Facebook page. They're going to hold a public information session at the Ohio Tavern on Monday, July 11th at 4 o'clock.
Very good. So you get your news here, too.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Important music news.
All right, stick around. We've got Cat and Hurricane. They're live in the Devil's Lair. That's coming up next on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.